Sports FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, and tonight you're listening to Eclipse 2024, Dark to Light.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, Patriots. And tonight is Friday, April 5th in the year 2024. Tonight we have a very special show. We have Michelle from Resistance Chicks, and we have Pastor Rod Parker, who's down in Texas running the Texas event, and it's going to be great. We're going to get in a full conversation tonight about what's going on April 7th and 8th, which is coming right up. I'm currently in Nebraska, in Kearney, Nebraska, and I'm heading out. I'll be at Flemingsburg property, is what I'm trying to say. Thank you. Flemingsburg property tomorrow about midday, and then we're going to do a prayer and have a small just revival there. We've got Jim and Candy Cates that are coming in there and then going up to the main event. I talked to Jim today. He's bringing his guitar. He's going to do some new compositions. It's going to be fantastic. We'll do some great prayer, walk some property space and all that, and then we'll move on to doing the event on Sunday and Monday. We'll get into all those details in just a moment. Just for a quick highlight so that we know, obviously we are dealing with psychopath elites. We know that. We know these people are crazy. We know that too. And we know that these people absolutely want to do everything they can to subdue the world into their own way of being, which is not good. So there's two things that you need to keep in mind. You need to be prepared for your retirement savings, and you need to prepare food. Those are two critical things. So what does that look like? When you're preparing retirement savings, you want to make sure you get them out of the paper currency. You want to get them into gold and silver-backed IRAs. To do that, you just need to text BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to 989898. That's BARDS to BARDS to 989898. And you're going to get that packet back from Birch Gold. You're going to read that, study it, get informed, and you're going to give them a call, and they'll guide you through setting up your IRAs and 401ks in a precious metals-backed deferred account. That can be, if you have an existing 401k or IRA, it's easy. They'll transfer that over at no additional charge to you. But they can guide you on the best way to set up your retirement savings using precious metals, which is fantastic. So again, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to 989898. Then we've got this food issue, kind of a big one, because these psychopaths want to make us all eat bugs, and we don't want to eat bugs. They've been using all sorts of forms of warfare to try to create disruptions in the supply chains. They've got global wars going on. They've got a degradation in the supply chain systems in our own nation. And, of course, they're just trying to make it difficult overall as they burn down food plants to make it difficult to buy food. You need to be prepared, including the destabilization as we're seeing with this mass immigration coming across our border. So what does that look like? You need to go to preparewithbards.com, preparewithbards.com. There you're going to find a great values from My Patriot Supply. Their three-month emergency food kits are on sale right now. If you order by 3 p.m., you'll get same-day free shipping. They are wrapped in four-layer bags, 25-year shelf life. You can't beat it. Fantastic. 2,000 calories a day, designed to keep you mentally fit and focused, especially during times of crisis. So head on over to preparewithbards.com, preparewithbards.com. You'll be super happy you did. There you go. Just that easy. All right. Well, let's get on with the bigger part of our show tonight, and that would be with Michelle from Resistance Chicks and Pastor Rod Parker. Hey, what's going on, everybody? How is everybody doing?
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Okay, so we've got a big event coming up, and we're all of us are starting at the same time, except for the Flemingsburg event tomorrow. All of us are starting on Sunday at 5 p.m. You're starting at 5 p.m. in Central Time. We're starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's Ohio and Texas. Michelle, why don't you give us a quick rundown on both events?
All right, so here's the deal. If you can't make it, I want you to be in prayer for those that can, because we're not just taking on an event and a revival. We're taking on rulers and principalities. And I truly believe this event has been written in the stars from the foundation of the earth. And that means that when God wrote his X on the 2017 and 2024 total solar eclipses and the Aleph, this is the beginning and the end. These are the Hebrew letters that literally make the path on the United States of America. He said, I want all eyes on this nation. And it's not a coincidence that it is a 7-year gap. And if you were there, I was there, we all lived through it. The last 7 years have been quite amazing. We're talking with Pastor Rod before the show, both Scott and Rod and myself, and you guys know with Leah, we've been looking at God on judgment and then also the church arising, right? And so this is a time that you do not want to miss. Now, if you can get to Clamato, Texas, they're going to be down there by Eagle Pass where the eclipse actually starts, the path of totality, then I want you to make it down there. If you can make it to Ohio, both of these events are going to start on Sunday at 5 p.m. We're going to be doing revival. We're going to be doing deliverance. We're going to have some food trucks. We're going to have food. We're going to have worship. We're going to have testimonies. If you need deliverance, we want you to get there. If you need to get baptized in the Holy Ghost and you need to get baptized in the Holy Ghost, we want you to get there. If you need prayer, if you need healing, we want you guys to get there. And if you can't get there, then I want you to tune in. We will be live streaming this event. I know that His Glory is going to be live streaming Pastor Rod's event, and we're going to be live streaming our event on Scott's Rumble channel and my Rumble channel. So I want you guys to be involved. Then on Monday, we're going to kick it off at 10 a.m. Pastor Rod, are you guys kicking it off at 10 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So 10 a.m., kicking it off. What time is your totality happen in Clamato, Texas?
It starts, they say it starts totality at 1:24 p.m. So we're going to go live. We're going to go live with His Glory, I think, sometime around 1.
Okay.
They wanted to be live like from 1 to 2 to just show the full totality on
okay.
that.
Okay. So, that's awesome. All right. So I want to clarify also, when I refer to totality, what am I talking about? When you, a lot of people, I had literally my best friend had her coworkers telling her that right in Cincinnati where we are at 99.9% totality, it was enough. She didn't need to drive into the path of totality. That's not true. Now you don't need to drive into the path of totality to get a touch of God, but scientifically, in order to experience totality, this is the way I worded it. If you were to download a file on your computer and you got 99.9% of that file, would you be able to open it up? No. You need to have 100% of the file. So in order to experience the temperature dropping by 10 degrees, the stars coming out, the diamond ring when it goes into totality and the diamond ring when it comes out of totality, this feeling that can't be described, the birds stop chirping, the bugs start making noises as if it's nighttime, and just for literally 3 to 4 minutes, God, I can't explain it. If you've never experienced it, I can't, like, all I can do is please, all I can do is tell you guys, please try and get somewhere in the path of totality so you can experience this amazing thing that God invented, where I believe He is truly speaking and saying, I want you guys to take note of this time and this era and this age. And I truly believe that April 8th is a day that God is wanting us all to wake up, to look to Him, and to submit our lives to Him. And in order to experience the actual scientific version of what God does on a day of totality, you need to be in that path. There are people that chase these things all around the world, but they don't chase them just to see it cover up 99.9% of the sun. They chase it for it to cover up 100%, because what happens in that moment, people start cheering. It's an experience that can't be explained or described. You need to get there if you can. And if you can't, don't worry. You're still participating in God's move. God is going to touch you, but if you can get there, you'll experience something unlike I can describe at all. So, Scott, how'd I do?
Yeah, you did great. One addition. They're all going to be live streamed also off of bardsfest.com. We're going to have
great.
Both of those streams available right there, like we did with the Take Back the Night event back in October. So, that's Pastor awesome. Rod, let's hear about what's going on down your way.
Man, we're just living the dream. We're down here. I've got an evangelistic team that came down with me early. I came down a day or two early, actually, and bringing all the food because there's nothing out here. Where the cornerstone is out here, it's in a remote area outside of Eagle Pass, but it's actually 400 yards from where illegals were actually crossing this ranch, and they found body parts and all kinds of stuff out here, and that's how we even learned about this place. It was through Doc Pete Chambers was called out to meet these folks and kind of do an assessment of their ranch. And so in doing that, we built relationship, and this is actually the same ranch where the convoy was the destination the convoy was. And man, we had a pour out then, and we're really expecting and anticipating a pour out now. And I loved what you had to say, Michelle, because people need to truly come with an expectation. Truly come with an expectation. This is not just something to overlook, or we're not just looking at the moon and stars and the sun. No, no. I want you to expect a sign from the Holy Spirit. I want you to expect a encounter with the Holy Spirit. And that's what it's all about. It's truly all about, that's what we all need. That's what we're praying for. And people, all these scientific guys and all the intellects that listen to your show and that that watch all of us, yeah, they've been crying for a sign for how many years? Well, now your prayers are being answered. This is a sign that you can't deny. I mean, there's just too much here. That's there's no coincidence in the Bible either. So it's just there's too much here. There's so much meat on this bone prophetically that it's just incredible. I love that how it falls in between two Jewish holidays. I don't know if you guys have thought about that, but we just had resurrection, and we're going to have this eclipse, and then they say 40 days, just like Jonah gave Nineveh 40 days to repent. Actually, the 40th day is on the day of Pentecost this year. So it falls in between these two Jewish holidays, which, again, we don't look at the American calendar. God doesn't look at the American calendar. He looks at the Jewish calendar. So it doesn't revolve around America. It revolves around Israel. So that's awesome. What we're seeing,
Pastor,
happen.
Tell us about what you did today, because it's just kind of set up the whole condition for this whole weekend.
Yes, sir. What we did today is, the early way it started early is I rolled in here about 12:30, got unloaded about 2:30 this morning, went to bed for a few hours, got up, did a podcast, and then met this team that came in, and we met here in Eagle Pass. We actually did some footage and did some stuff at the wall where the razor wire and everything is right here at Eagle Pass, where all the drama was. And so we were there, and then we began to just do some evangelism. We started hitting the streets. We had a bunch of flyers made up, had about 1,000 flyers made up. And we went to HEB parking lot, decided we'd start there because that's everybody, their dog, there's hundreds of people there. So we began to just tell people to pass out flyers and invite people to come out to our solar eclipse event and be just engaging with people and asking them if we could pray with them. And so we were at HEB there for about an hour and a half or 2 hours before they ever said anything. But they came out as we had this lady's hands raised right in the front. She was receiving the Holy Spirit. I asked her if I could help her load her groceries. And she was struggling to load her groceries. And I came over there to help her load her groceries. And in that, I invited her to our deal. And I said, can I pray for you? And as soon as I said, can I pray for you? She began to tear up. And I mean, the Holy Spirit hit her, and then our team saw what was going on. I had her raise her hands. She began to receive the Holy Spirit. And as she was receiving the Holy Spirit, one of the managers came out and said, guys, we can't have this is private property. We can't have you guys doing this because we didn't go in there asking for permission. I would rather ask for forgiveness than permission anytime anyway. But I said, yeah, we'll be happy to leave. As soon as this lady she's fixing to receive the Holy Ghost. As soon as she receives it, we'll be gone. And so 2 minutes later, it wasn't 2 minutes later, she's speaking in a beautiful language, and she says she's going to bring her grandson to come out. So it's just awesome. And then we leave from there, and everybody was like, okay, let's pray. We rounded up. There's about 10 of us. We said, let's pray. Where does God want to lead us next? So I said, well, let's go. We prayed there for a minute, and I just felt like Holy Spirit was highlighting Walmart. I said, let's go get kicked out of Walmart. So we go to Walmart and start praying for people. And this lady that's with us, she's an evangelist big time. She reminds me of you, Michelle. She's just bold. And I love her. She had this guy over there, and she started praying for him, asking him to pray. He goes, I just received Christ about 2 months ago. She goes, yeah, but you're holding a vape. Would you like to get delivered from that vape stick? He goes, absolutely. And so we just led him in a prayer right there, did deliverance right here in Walmart parking lot. And that's where I'm still at. I'm right here at Walmart parking lot because I have a great phone reception here. And so the team's gone over to get something to eat. And we've just been leading people to Christ and inviting people to our event. And but people are hungry. And what people don't understand is most people don't go to church or to these events because they're not invited. If people would just invite them, just like even to church, a lot of people don't go to church because they're not invited. A lot of people don't invite people to their church because they're not excited about their church. They got a boring pastor with a boring message, with everything's lazy and boring. And so, you know, they're not excited to have anybody come to their church. But you know what? As soon as you ask people, can I pray for you? It's amazing. They seem hard out at first, but as soon as you start pricking it a little bit, that well begins to flow. And And so, you know, I have no problem doing it because I'm not even supposed to be alive. So I'm passionate about helping people meet Jesus because they're going to hell. How can we not be out here telling people if we truly love people? How can we not be doing these kind of events? You know,
I fully agree. That's fantastic. What a great testimony to what you were doing today. So that's, you know, we've had some words over the last couple of days about this whole event. I know yesterday, Leah, Michelle, and myself did a long prayer session about what's going on and what God's kind of leading us to on this event. I want to touch on a few of those things.
Yes.
Senator, a lot of this is Jeremiah 6:16. And Jeremiah 6:16, the key here is ask. So I'm going to read this. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it. Find rest for your souls. But they said we would not walk in it. We're really seeing that split right now very clearly as we come up to this event. It's going to need to be a lot of praying. And in the moment of totality, there's a really, what God was saying yesterday is there's an opportunity for people to literally reach into their heart and ask him deeply, where do they want to be? Remember, we're not asking to pay a credit card bill. We're not asking for mortgage payments. We're asking what he needs us to do to amass those riches in heaven. And this is really a moment here that as I've been praying on this all day long driving, I think this is also really a powerful moment for us to embrace the place of the martyrdom spirit. We are literally at a point right now where we have to let go of what's in this physical world and understand what's at stake. So much of what has happened in these last 4 years in particular has the enemy has leveraged what we cling on to. So if you were asked to get a choice between keeping your job and getting a vax, people chose the vax. If it was keeping your job or being able to shop at your favorite store and wear a mask, people chose a mask. They didn't choose God in this. They didn't seek God's counsel. And that leads, you know, even today, like in listening and going through and listening to Joshua, the book of Joshua, what is one of the big messages in there? The huge message is Joshua is listening to God at all times until he doesn't. And then when he doesn't, there's so many intense consequences that come out of that. And so I just really would encourage people to really take this moment in these next few days. Center yourself in the Lord. Center yourself in the Word. Get yourself clear in that voice. Be still. Know that I am God, and sit there in that place and know where he's trying to speak to you. And when that day comes on it starts, you know, it's starting now, but when we get to that moment, it doesn't matter whether you're in totality or not, seek the same thing. Seek that clarity of God. Ask him, where do you want me? Yes. Where do you want me to be? This is a moment where much of this is going to be revealed, I do believe. And I think that one of the, as I look more and more at the insanity around this event, the fear porn that's just pouring out all over the place, it's evident, a couple things are very evident. The occult has been planning on this day for a long time. They have a lot of rituals based on this. They've been planning towards this. I think they've been kind of excited about this, and we're spoiling the party. Understand that. We are totally spoiling the party. The spiritual awakening is here. They are not happy about that, and I'm cool with that. And so we are in a moment right now where they are trying to do everything they can to dissuade people from coming. Fear is the greatest weapon the enemy has. And if there's one thing that needs to be really, I would encourage everybody to pray into, and I would say three things, but it's all encapsulated into this same. As you pray into this in that next few days, pray into binding fear in your life. There should be no fear in your life. Fear is, I say, because it's said 365 times, I proclaim fear as a sin. And I think that when God tells you something once, it's insignificant. When he tells you something two times, pretty big deal. He told Joshua once, and he was ended up having to get back in good graces with God. He literally had to stone to death one of his own soldiers. So yes. The consequence of violating God's trust is huge. So if God's telling us something 365 times, I would say it's kind of important. And probably like sin level, mega, mega sin level important, that when you have fear, you are moving so far away from him. So I would really encourage people to pray into binding fear and getting fear out of your life. Bind doubt. Doubt's another big one that Satan is using, and he's using it. These two right now are being used massively in doubting the power of God to overcome Satan and the fear of what's going to come if you go to these events. This is ridiculous. This is just these two-bit little demigods out here trying and demons trying to cause problems in our faith with the one God, the true God, the God of hosts. So stay locked into those places of fearlessness. Have complete faith in God, no doubt. And if you're carrying shame right now, this is another great time to let it go. Remember, on the cross, we left doubt, shame, and fear. That's gone. And that needs to be erased from everybody's heart. Lean into this time and take advantage of these next few days. God's presence is going to be enormous as we head into April 8th. And from that, I would just add one other thing. If you're one of these, it's kind of looking towards a big event, whether you're excited for some great moment like rapture or something. I will talk to that in a second. Or if you're looking at some other cataclysmic event, I would say it's probably you're going to be disappointed on both of those ends. God does not work that way. What we're seeing here is a massive awakening of the spiritual sense of who we are, and that's going to be something over time. And in fact, Leah gave a fantastic word on that the other day, which was literally that it is going to be a process of putting ourselves or killing off the flesh over time, not just all at once. So it's a really, really powerful word. So one last word on this, and I'm going to pass it on to other, I've been talking here a lot, but of rapturing out. For all of those that may still be clinging on to rapturing out, I'll just put it like this. If you think for a second God's going to rapture you out when we've got hundreds of thousands of children being raped, murdered, and trafficked, you got a weird way of reading the Bible. All I'm going to say is you got to have a heart of a child to get into heaven. If you can't take care of those children, if you think he's going to pull you out of the fight, well, you might want to read the fine print on the contract because it's right there. So it ain't going to happen is what I'm telling you. There is a whole big fight here ahead of us to save these children, and that's at the center of his heart, and that's what we have to awaken to step into our greater responsibility and go from there. Michelle, I'm going to pass it to you. What do you got?
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. So you're talking about fear. You know, I think about this all the time. The world and has been trying to make us afraid. And this, I honestly, what we call on our show, modern end times theory, makes you afraid. This idea that the world's going to go to hell in a handbasket and we just have to sit by and hope that we get hoovered out of here. That's the vacuum sucking out of here. Jesus says, occupy until I come. He says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. He says, behold, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm you. He comes Amen. Back for a victorious bride. So if anywhere in there you find that we get raptured out of here before we're victorious, again, you're reading a different Bible than I'm reading. We got work to do. You got to get boots on the ground. Pastor Rod's on the ground. You know, it's interesting. July 3rd of last year, some mutual friends that Scott and I have, Banners for Freedom, were here. We did an event in Ohio, and we went down to a fireworks show in our town, and we handed out tickets. We bought out a theater for the Sound of Freedom, speaking of sex trafficking and children and the whole disgusting thing that goes with along with that. And we Right. went and we handed out these free tickets, and we invited people to come with us the next day and view this film. You would be amazed at how many people were enthusiastic. There were people that would have come if they had not been busy. I mean, it was the next day. It's the 4th of July. People had plans. We packed out that theater. There was, I don't know if there was an empty seat in there or not, but all I know is that when you engage with people, most people, I would be shocked to run into somebody that didn't have something that they were going through. And most of the time they are desperate for someone to just listen or pray for them or to have an answer or hope. And I think that you make a really good point. You said, I don't have anything to fear because I should have died, right? What do I have to fear? Well, guess what, guys? Whether you're, you know, Scott's been in an accident that could have killed him. He's been overseas. He's been in Afghanistan. Whether you've, you know, like my mom almost died this past month, whether you've had a near-death experience or not, the wages of sin are death. We all deserve death. We deserve eternal punishment in hell because of our sins, right? And because God has saved us, we do not have to suffer that. And so what is it for us to approach somebody by an unction of the Holy Spirit that says that person needs someone to listen to them? That person needs somebody to pray for them. That person needs to be equipped or empowered. And that's what's so important about these types of events, whether you come to a Bard's Fest or whether you go down to Pastor Rod Parker, who's always opening up his tent for people to come to. The verse that we keep using is Ephesians, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. Guys, we have so much work to do. And if you feel afraid, you know what's so great about the day of Pentecost, which Pastor Rod Parker just alluded to, it's going to happen in 40 days? They were endued with power. And Peter stood up with boldness, right? He had this boldness. That boldness came from the Holy Spirit. So if you're like this person, like, guys, I admire Rod for going out and being able to witness to people at a Walmart, but I'm just going to be in my closet praying because I'm not that type of person. I can't. I'm meek. I don't have the words to speak. I don't have a loud mouth like Michelle. Guess what? You just need to get filled with the Holy Ghost, because with that comes boldness, right? Come on. Where you can go and you can approach. And here's the cool thing. It is a far more fearful thing to approach the throne of grace than it is a person on the street. And yet we are told to approach that throne of grace with boldness, right? And so you can, well, I go to my prayer closet and I can, you're telling me that you can approach the throne room of God, which, you know, we get that image from Esther where it's like Mordecai tells her, you got to go in and you got to speak to the king. And she's like, no, because if I go in there, if he doesn't extend the rod, I could be killed. And Mordecai's like, wait a minute, because if you don't do this, you are going to suffer. And your people are going to suffer, but God's going to, or your people won't suffer. God will raise up somebody in your stead. But who knows if you haven't been appointed to this position for just such a time as this. So Esther, boldness. She has to approach that throne of the king and say, amen. You know what? I don't care what happens to me. I Come need on. You.
Come on.
Right? We need to go before that throne room of grace and say, I don't care what happens to me. I subject myself to the king. I need you. I need you in this moment. The world needs you. America needs you. And guys, I will speak to you, Bard's Nation and the Resistance Chicks family and Pastor Rod Parker's ministry. We need you. We need you guys. We need all hands on deck to be ready, because there is a judgment that is coming that is going to lead to a massive harvest. And the vision that God gave me was a Red Cross field where there's going to be all these people coming in, and they're going to be coming in with injuries. Maybe those are physical. Maybe they're emotional. Maybe they're whatever they are. And we're going to be the ones. And another word that Leah got, and I want you guys to receive this, because I want you to come to these events so that you can get them. And Scott, maybe you can speak to this. There's an old fashioned term. It's called a battlefield commission. And that's a word that God gave us. A battlefield commission. I don't care if you are appointed to this position. Guess what? You've just been knighted.
Come on.
Guess what? You are now you're a general, right? Now you're a lieutenant colonel. Now you're something, because guess what? You're needed. And it doesn't matter what kind of training you have. You got to buck up. And it blows my mind how God will equip people in the moment with everything that they need. And maybe they've just been safe for 6 months. So don't give me this. I can't do it. I don't know anything. I'm just something. And I'm just going to sit on the back and I'll just watch people. It's time to jump in with both feet. And this event is a great opportunity to get your feet wet. So if you guys are part of Bard's Nation or Resistance Chicks family, or you're part of Pastor Rod Parker's, you know, you've been tuning into him or whatever, and you're just coming because you want to experience and you want to receive, I want to challenge you. When we call up people to come and start praying for people, I want you to come and be on the other side of the prayer team, okay? Because so many people get addicted to going to these types of events to receive. It is far better to give than to receive. And we need people that can lay hands on people and give them something that God has anointed them with. So that's all I got, Scott Kesterson.
Rod, light it up. What do you got?
Well, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And I think that we're on to something right here in this program today is that you nailed it. It's the spirit of fear. It's the spirit of fear. And God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us one. I can tell you what he did give us one. He gave us one of a strong power and love and of a strong mind. That's what he gave us. And that's what we have to clinch on to, is because the fear, the reason that's such a big deal, Scott, is because the fear is the opposite of faith. Faith is the only thing, that pleases God. If you want to get God's attention, exercise some faith. Step outside your comfort zone. Be stretched. I say it a lot, ladies. When you follow Christ, it's going to give you stretch marks, but they're holy stretch marks. They're going to keep you stretched out. It's not time to be lukewarm. We've had that for 80 years in this country. And what it is so many people are ate up with the comparison issue and the rejection issue, and all that is all demonic spirits. And that's why we can't get free, because we can only go so far when you're in chains. And when you're ate up with fear, and you're ate up with comparison, and you're ate up with rejection and all that, what is somebody else going to think? What if I go up and ask this person if they'd like to join me tonight? What if they just give me the cold shoulder? What if they tell me, what if they don't? Have you ever thought about that? What if they don't? What if you were the person that they were praying for at a touch from God? I mean, everyone is, like Michelle said, we need you. We need you. Each and every person that's listening to this broadcast, every one of you, every one of you have a ministry. Every one of you have an anointing. Every one of you are called. And you may not, let me just tell you something. You may not feel qualified, but God qualifies the called. He didn't. And man didn't qualify you, and man didn't call you. So only God calls you, and only God qualifies you. I'm not qualified to do what I'm doing right now, but God qualifies me. God qualifies me. And I just really feel like that we need to even pray at the end of this broadcast. We need to cast off the spirit of fear, because people are gripped by it. It's an excuse. Fear becomes an excuse that's easy to go to. That's why we're in the position that we're in right now with our nation, is because it's mediocrity. It's men who have been lackadaisical and have been mediocre. The era of the mediocre man, I think I said that on my last program with you, that era, man and woman, mediocrity has got to go. And it's because it's time. Urgency is, time is of the essence. We don't have a lot of time left. We don't have time to play games. And I'm just trying to, and I know you guys are doing the same thing. And I love that we are a community, that we can finish each other's sentences. And God is putting people, the remnant, together. And God has always used a remnant, but it takes the ecclesia. It takes my gifts. My gifts are for you, Scott. Your gifts are for me. And Michelle, your gifts are for me. And my gifts are for you. And that's what the ecclesia is. And we need each and every person. Nobody gives a hug like you. No one has your DNA. No one has your story. And so the Bible says that we overcome through the blood of the Lamb, which happened 2,000 years ago, and the word of our testimony. And so I don't know, you may have a problem approaching people. You may say, Pastor Rod, guys, I just don't know any scripture. What am I going to say? You have a testimony. All you have to do is tell somebody what Jesus has done for you. And what I do is I look for needs. What I did when I went tonight, I was like, Lord, lead me to broken people. Lead me to the brokenness. Where do you want? Where is your heart? I want your heart, Father. Would you lead me to someone broken? And the way that I find it, I find a little lady struggling to put her groceries by herself in her car. It's everywhere. If people will just begin to look out past their own problems, look out past your issue, look out past your fear, look out past your problem, look out past your bank account. Because that's why the divorce rate, the suicide rate is what it is today. It's because we're introverted. We're looking in always at our stuff. It's all about I, me, mine, all my stuff. But if we'll begin to look out, there's brokenness everywhere. I mean, you can just help somebody load their groceries, and Holy Spirit organically just opens doors. Just be yourself is what I like to say. Just go out and be yourself.
Be yourself in the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
So something just to throw out here, because you all down at your counties down in Texas are losing their mind, and they're all calling this national emergency nonsense. So I was reading something today that one of the counties down there was freaking out because they said there's going to be 100,000 people coming into the county. It's going to overtax water and cell phone service. So let me just put this in context. Ted Nugent will draw 100,000 people if he has a big concert. Donald Trump will draw 100,000 people if he has a rally down there. And they're worried about 100,000 people coming to watch the eclipse. Now, why is that? Because there's something much greater here that they are afraid of, that they feel, because they know they're not walking within the Holy Spirit. They know they're not walking in the grace of God. And this event has them very unsettled, because this is literally the darkness is being exposed and people are seeing it and they can't hide anymore. And this event is going to be stirring that to a great, great level. So really important to grasp all of that. We are in an important moment of accountability to God. And this whole event really highlights that for me, is as we start stepping into these greater authorities, as we are to get those greater authorities, we have to be able to lay it all down, literally be able to separate ourselves. And I highlighted this morning. I want to be clear. When I say that, God's not asking you to walk in poverty and like take it all down to Salvation Army and give it away. That's not what he's saying. You're in your heart have to detach from everything material in your life. And this is a moment to me that where we are really getting that sense that we are entering into that. And those that are going to be present and be there, and even those that are not physically in the total of the path of totality, you're praying with this. Pray into this. It's important because the gifts are here. And this was part of the word we were getting yesterday is the gifts are here. You need to seek them and ask for them and let God guide you through them and where he wants you to be. Because this army is literally being stood up. And that goes back to Joshua again, because I've been drawn to read Joshua all week. And again, what is so significant about that? It's these incredible moments where Joshua is being told by God very clearly, cross the River Jordan. You're going to take the ark with you. The men of greatness are going to step across the River Jordan. They're going to take a stone, a memorial stone. They're going to place it there. And then they're going to go forward and they're going to march around Jericho. But they continue on. And everywhere they go, they're in God's grace. He's dictating the direction of this war and this fight. We have to step away from that idea that somehow we have a say in this. God is guiding us in all these things. And so as we are leaning into this fight, if you're compelled or called to be here, don't give yourself an excuse. Be there. If God's telling you to be there. No matter what it takes, be there in that moment so you can feel that incredible power of what's going to go on. And that's what he's speaking into these hearts. He's finding those that are going to step in. And to get to what Michelle said with the battlefield commission, I don't care whether you thought you were going to be in the fight, didn't think you were in the fight, whatever it is. God is now telling you, if he's calling you, guess what? You were drafted. So time to get in there. And then once you get in there, even if you think you're coming in as a private, you might just get tagged as a battlefield commission to be a captain. You might be a lieutenant. You might be a major. You might be a colonel. Who knows? But what he's going to call on you is the talents and gifts he knows you have, even if you don't recognize them yourself, because he knows what you're capable of as long as you listen to him. And that's what's so fantastic. So we can kind of go through that whole book of Joshua. He gets to that point. He gets to the point where he reminds people as they settle into the land that the land is yours, but you have to be obedient to me. He's reminding everybody of this. And we get very sloppy at this. And this, to me, again, is this incredible moment where we have accountability before the Lord in a most incredible time when all the signs have been laid down for us to see. This is signs and wonders are being presented to us. And the miracles of heaven are manifesting. And we see this regularly, the time between the what we call flash to bang. So when you literally have that detonation of your prayer to the results on the other end, that gap is closing faster and faster every day. We're starting to literally see the miracles appear right before us. Praying with the heart of God, you're going to start seeing this happen. And this is literally happening, and it's going to happen as we move forward more and more post-eclipse. So the way I would pivot the eclipse for me, and we'll kind of do a quick round and then we'll do some prayer. The eclipse to me is not an end. It's not a disruptive event. It's a beginning. It's a new benchmark of a beginning. This is a beginning of a massive awakening at a spiritual level. We've been building to this. And now the event is here. And this moment is going to be the awakening of the hearts of God, the activation for some that like this idea, the activation of your deep DNA, your communication to the Holy Spirit, where you're literally going to be enlightened with this. And it's not like some will get it immediately. Others, it will take time. It will be a trickle effect, but it will happen. And now this is, again, everything I look at, these fools that are running this world are truly afraid of this event. They're afraid of something bigger than them that they can't control, and that would be God. And that would be that since God is activating his children, there is definitely judgment coming. And judgment could be delivered by our hand if God so leads. But either way, it's not going to go well. Remember, in the battles that Joshua had at one point, God brought down hail, massive hail, to kill off an entire army. And Joshua, God killed more people than the entire Israelites did in their swords of steel. But God can do many, many things. So all I'd say is buckle up, because we got a lot of work to do and God's ready to move. And this is a great benchmark. So Michelle, let's hit you. What you got?
You know, I'm still stuck on Pastor Rod back there encouraging people to get out there and speak. And people are like, I don't know what to say. Scripture doesn't come to mind. I am not a chapter and verse girl. Okay. But scripture comes to my mind all the time because it's in me, right? I had to Google what it was. Mark 13:11. And this is what Jesus says. So, dude, when you get arrested, don't think about what you're going to say before you go to trial, essentially, right? If they're going to arrest you, don't spend the night before pondering what you're going to say. I find this next part very fascinating. He says, whatever you're given in that hour, speak, because it's from the Holy Ghost. That's really fascinating to me because he doesn't say seek and ask and like, God, what do you got for me? Just tell me what you got. And I did it like seeking like for God to just say, he just, it's very matter of fact, whatever you are given in that moment, say it, because that will be the Holy Spirit in you. Right. And so when you go to approach someone, whatever you're given in that moment, say it, because it's the Holy Spirit speaking through you. And like Pastor Rod said, one of the greatest places to start is with your testimony. You don't have to have all the chapters and all the verses and all the scriptures, okay? Because what you have been through is the same thing as, do you know that the whole Bible, literally, I'm gonna grab one from around here. The whole Bible is literally a book of what? Testimonies of what God has done. Amen. Okay, so your story is the word of God. Oh my gosh, that's blasphemous. Your story is the word of God. What?
Did you get Holy Spirit bumps?
When I said that? No, I didn't. But I thought I could hear some of the church people, which you shouldn't be watching. If you are, God bless you. Seriously though, your story is God's spoken word, because God did something in you and he spoke your story out when he created the foundation of the earth, and he knew, now I'm a Calvinist. He knew that you were going to come to him, right?
That's right.
He knew that you were going to bow your knees and you were going to submit and you were going to surrender your life. And what he did is he orchestrated his whole plan to include you to talk to the lady that couldn't get her groceries in the car, right? That's in there. That's in his plan. And all you have to do is obey, right? And so what I'm the most excited about, and this may sound really silly, what I'm the most excited about through this event is, yes, I want people to come to Christ. And yes, I want people to be ministered to. And I want to see salvations. And I want to see people get filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to see people healed. But what I'm seeing in this hour is God making generals. And I am excited about seeing God replicate himself to replicate himself to replicate himself. Do you know the kingdom of God is Leah says this all the time, it's a pyramid scheme, okay? Because Pastor Rod ministers to somebody and then they minister to somebody else and they minister to somebody else, and all those blessings are stored up, amen, as treasures for Pastor Rod in heaven, okay? Amen. This is the most phenomenal thing, and it's an exponential growth. 12 dudes and one hung himself and betrayed Jesus and then was replaced by another guy. 12 guys. And we're all sitting here talking. Don't tell me that one person isn't enough to make a difference. Okay. Right. You are enough to make a difference. So I'm excited about people being equipped to make disciples. And this is a word from the Lord. There will be apostles that will be anointed into their ministry at this event. Michelle, yes. What's an apostle? Now you're getting crazy.
Speaking.
Apostles go and they create more ministers and more ministries. And we need people that will create more ministries. And I'm about to blow up some other religious people that are going to get their panties in a wad. Scott Kesterson is an apostle.
Pastor Ron, what you got?
Now, that's hard to follow right there, because that's the truth. But I will say, but even in the book that you're reading right now, if you'll look at it, there's a narrative that flows through that there is no authority without accountability. There is no authority without accountability throughout the scriptures, throughout Joshua. There is no authority without accountability.
Good word.
And so I just want to say that. Another thing I want to say to speak to what Michelle was saying is, some folks may be feeling like, man, I don't even know, what is a testimony? Do I even have a testimony? I mean, some people don't even realize they have a testimony. Let me tell you what your testimony is. If you had tests in your life, that's your testimony. You got a mess in your life? Do you ever had messes in your life? That's your message. Whatever messes that you've had to go through in your life, that is your message. All the tests that we've gone over and over and over, gone through, that's your testimony. And the Bible says that the world, not the church, but the world is anxiously waiting for the sons and daughters to rise. And I just feel led, if I could, Scott, to read a scripture that I read on resurrection. That I just feel like, because I feel like the timing of this is right now. There's people listening right now. And the word says, and I'm in Isaiah. I was led to Isaiah 60 the other day when I asked the Lord, what do you want on resurrection? What do you want? and Isaiah 60 came up, and I hadn't read Isaiah 60 in for a long time, but I want to read it to your audience here. It says, arise, arise and shine. That's where this, that whole phrase, arise and shine, came from, Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, your light has come. That's a prophecy. Your light is already, it's already come, it's upon you. Then it says here, it says, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Then it goes on, then it says, for behold, the darkness, I can't hardly see, it's dark in my truck. The darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. And that's what we're seeing right now. But I have a word for your audience right now. The word says, arise. Arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord is upon you. That's going to be seen. That's going to be seen. And so that's what we got to do. We just have to go be the hands and feet. Go be love to somebody. Just go share love. You don't have to share religiosity. You don't have to share scripture. You don't have to do all that, because you know what? You won't forget your testimony. You forget scriptures, but you won't forget. That testimony is branded on your heart. And that's all people want, is they want to feel like they're important. They want to feel like that they have somebody to talk to. They want to feel like, I mean, it's tough to find people that are, when you look in people's eyes, I've walked around out here at Walmart, HEB, people are just dead. Their spirit is dead and they're needing hope. And I tell you what, we were getting a flat fixed for one of our team members today. We walk in there, this tire place here in Eagle Pass, and both of us are fired up. I didn't even realize being fired. I just lived this way. And they're like, you know, what happened to you that you're so fired up? And I pulled my shirt open and I said, you see that scar right there? That's why I'm fired up. And then Jeremy began to share with him. And this guy had, I began to talk to him about the solar eclipse, gave him a card, and he's coming. It's just, it is, people just need to be invited. And they are, yes, they are doing all kinds of everything to try to block things, keep people at home, red flags, all this kind of junk, and just don't operate in that spirit of fear. Reject that, and don't give in to any excuses, because I really believe that it's so important for us to come together. That's the thing. If a worst case scenario did happen, what better place would it be to be worshiping, having communion, worshiping and praising with your brothers and sisters? Scott, I don't consider you a friend. Michelle, we're not friends. We're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Well said. Amen.
Amen.
So I got a word here, and just we're going through, and then we're going to jump to prayer. But God is reminding me about the five kings that stood in the, went into the cave, and they sealed them off as Joshua's army laid waste. And then he drew out the five kings, and he told his men, circle around, he said, and put your boot on their neck. And then Joshua told them, as he reminded them, he said, God will deal with you like he deals with every, like all people that defy him. And then he killed every one of them and then hung them in a tree for the rest of the day. That's a strong word. Joshua is a very brutal chapter, but it was really on my heart to read. And God is really speaking boldly right now. Whether this is a fight we're talking about in the spirit of the flesh, I don't know. But what I do know is this, and that was a word to all of those that are defying him, especially those in great leadership positions that are trying to harm his children. Those five kings are a reminder of where you will be. You will have a boot on your neck. And God, and this is the beginning of this time where those, where the children of the Most High are rising up. God's army is being amassed, and we will draw them out of the caves. We will put your boot on the neck. And it's interesting on that, because we know how many of these elites have bunkers. I just want to bring this up. And it's just interesting. God's highlighting that in that particular, in that chapter, because they went technically into a bunker. They went into a cave to hide. And he had him sealed off with a stone and had his men guarded until Joshua said, open it up and drag them out. And when they dragged them out, wasn't a good day. It's just going to say that just that things didn't quite work out the way they thought. And God was reminding them. It's like, yep, well, you defied me. You tried to harm my children. And now you shall pay the price. That's coming. That's what I know. Michelle, why don't you lead us off with prayer?
Dearly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come together prior to an event that you are going to pour out your Holy Spirit. I truly believe that this is a day where we are going to see Pentecostal fire descend on people, people that have decided to just open themselves up to you, to even to look to the sky, to look to the sun, the S-O-N, and say, God, whatever you've got for me, I pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit in such a powerful and mighty way that people will be in the parking lot of grocery stores like where Pastor Rod is right now, and they don't even have to have anybody laying hands on them, and they will start speaking in other tongues, that they will start prophesying, that they will be healed. They will step out of their car with back pain, and then all of a sudden they don't have it anymore. They will have vision issues, and all of a sudden they don't need their glasses anymore. Lord God, we know that you are about to do something mighty and powerful in this earth. I thank you that you're preparing your church. You're preparing your ecclesia. You're preparing the body to be your hands and feet in a time where people are going to be coming to the kingdom in droves. I'm just seeing right now, you know, the animals that came to the ark, there wasn't a shofar that was blown. There wasn't an email that was sent out that told all the animals to come. They just came because they knew. And God's saying that there are people that I've been speaking to, and they are going to come in the tens of thousands and millions, and they're just going to start walking into churches. They're going to start going to their neighbors who they know are Christians, and they're going to knock on their door, and they're going to say, I know this sounds crazy, but I got to be here. And I feel like it's from God. And do you have anything for me? And you're going to need to be ready.
Amen.
Because people are going to be coming to the kingdom of God in droves. They're just going to sense it. They're going to have this feeling inside of them that they have to come, and they have to find someone, anyone who they think has a touch of God. This is going to transform the world. God is saying right now that my people have been starved, and they perish for a lack of knowledge. And that lack of knowledge is because these dead stone pulpits, as Scott likes to call them, have not been feeding the flock, but like in Ezekiel, they have been muddying the waters, and they have not taken their flock to food, but they've been eating and fattening themselves. And so we've got a starved people, and a starved people will seek out food and water. And the only real and true food and water is what Jesus told the Samaritan woman. I've got water that you will drink of, and you will never thirst again. So I thank you, Lord God, that people are going to be coming to these events. We are not the only revivals that are happening. I know there's one happening in Indiana. They're happening all throughout this path of totality. And I'm hoping across the nation, even in places that are not a path of totality, if you have a church, if you have a ministry, if you have a house, open those doors and hold just tell people, I want you to come and pray, because God is doing something in this nation today, and we need to be ready for it. So Lord God, I just thank you that the body of Christ is ready, that we are ready for whatever it is that you have for us. And like Pastor Rod said, what better place to be for something huge to happen? There is no reason to be afraid if we're gathered together. You know, in AD 70, in Matthew 24, Jesus told the people, he said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, flee to the hills. And before AD 70 temple was destroyed, the Christians, they fled to a city called Pella. And when Jerusalem was destroyed and 2/3 of the Jews died, millions of people, bodies piled up in the streets and in the rivers, not a Christian perished because they listened. And in this hour, when we gather together and we are listening to what your Spirit says, nothing shall by any means harm us. And quite the contrary, the word that the God is speaking in this hour and in this time and in this moment right now to the tyrants, to the sex traffickers, to those pushing the LGBTQ agenda, to those nonsense monsters in Washington that are demon-possessed, there is a godly spirit of death that is being unleashed on this nation.
Yes.
And God is saying, you'd better run, but there's no place to hide. Amen.
Best run.
Yeah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Father. Holy Spirit, I feel you so, so beautifully. Father, I just pray right now that your people can feel you and experience your beauty, your majesty, your grace, your love. And Father, I just pray for every spirit of fear. Devil, we remind you are defeated. You are a defeated foe. And I cast off and break off every spirit of fear of every listener that's on here right now. Every spirit of rejection, every spirit of fear. Holy Spirit says, don't be afraid, fear God. Don't be afraid, but fear God.
That's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I feel led to say that we can start a fire up in you, but it's not our job to keep it lit. So right now, Father, we just thank you that you're starting a fire, a Holy Spirit fire. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit and fire will come upon you. And so I just pray right now that anybody that wants to receive that new fire, a new fresh touch, a new passion, a new fire to serve him, a new fire to love him, a new fire just to get to know Jesus, not church. So, Father, we just thank you for encounters, for people. I just pray, Father, that you're the only one that can move and draw on the hearts of men. I could never do it. I don't care how good I can say something or do something or get a revelation, Father, but you're the only one that moves on the hearts of men. So, Father, we bring this country before you, and we just ask you, Lord, to pour out your spirit, Father, on your people. Strip us out of our way, Lord. Get us out of the way. Strip me back. Strip us all back like an onion, Father, and help us come to you in repentance. Help us to fall on our knees. And repentance is not just crying from our eye ducts. Repentance is crying from our heart. So, Father, help us to cry from our heart and to truly turn. Because your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that creates an action step. That creates an action step on us. This is faith and action. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. So, Father, I just pray for a spirit of humility, a spirit of just surrender. That we'll humble ourselves and come before you. And we'll repent. We'll turn from our ways. That turning is repentance. It's not just saying you're sorry. Repentance is a change of heart. It's a change of direction. So, Father, help us to understand what that is. Repentance is not a 360 going back in the same direction like the children of Israel round and round and round. No, a 360, it's a 180. So, Father, I just thank you for a spirit of repentance that is being baptized over this nation right now, that you're drawing your people. You're drawing. And you're going to use us. So, Father, I'm just humbled and honored to be used as a servant for such a time as this. I'm honored to be on this show and honored to just wield a sword with these brothers and sisters, with the Resistance Chicks and with my brother Scott, with Bards Nation, everyone that's listening tonight. We just bless you. We bless you. And I have to say, God loves you and you can't do nothing about it. And we love you and you can't do nothing about it. And I don't care what sin that you may be in the middle of sin right now. And I want you to say, I'm gonna say this right now. A pastor's saying, right in the middle of your sin, you can crawl up in the lap of Jesus. Right in the middle, your sin is not too big for my Father. And he knew you were gonna do it before you ever did it. And he's gonna know if you're gonna turn or if you're not gonna turn. We're pleading with you. We're sounding the alarm here tonight. We're pleading with you, not necessarily to come and attend our events, but to be attentive to Jesus. Be attentive to his whispers. And like Scott said a while ago, obedience is better than sacrifice. But delayed obedience, ladies and gentlemen, is still disobedience. So, Father, help us be quick to be obedient to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, nudging of the Holy Spirit, the nudging. So, Father, help us to hear you and be quick to be obedient. Father, we love you and we worship you and we bless you. We ask you for so many things. But Father, we just bless you and we thank you for who you are. And I thank you for each and every person who's listening. You cherish each and every one of them. They're special to you. Father, show them a picture of the way you see them. That's my prayer tonight, that each and every person can see themselves the way their creator Jesus sees them. Not the way that they see themselves in the mirror, not the way that mom has said something or dad has said something or a coach or a spouse. No, but the way Jesus, your creator, sees you. And we give all this to you, Father. We give this, all these revivals to you, the solar eclipse to you, and each and every person that comes, we just thank you for that. We bless you. We honor you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I just want to come to you tonight. We come before you tonight, and we're literally setting aside the me and the I. And we're now stepping into you, the body of Christ. We're just praying right now the blessings and the momentum of this time will literally separate us and allow people to see truly the power of stepping away from the bonds and the chains that this world puts upon us, the fears of everything in our life is built around fear. The fears of not having, of being short on something, the shortages that come from things, the fear of some consequence of things, the concerns and the bindings of the material things that consume us. And then that shame. There's a shame that sits within so many of things that we've done in our life, and we just forget the power of what Jesus did on that cross. So, Father, we're just praying right now, and just a powerful release upon everybody, a release to set them off and to set them aside, all these things of this world to be set aside and literally to become not of this world. And as we walk into this event, to have that in our thoughts, to be not of this world, and to seek in everything we do, to seek and ask you, how would you want us to see this moment, and how would Christ execute this moment? And as we step into that great place, to walk into that day of April 8th with our hearts open, to be able to receive, Father, the blessings that you're going to put upon us, to be able to receive and to be able to step into the authorities that you're placing before us, the calling of us to step in and to be the army of Christ. The time now for the warrior hearts of Christ to awaken in this land. And the enemy knows this. The enemy's afraid of this. The enemy is literally now has been underestimating what is happening, thinking they could outmaneuver you. And so, Father, we just pray a deep knowing within the hearts of the people, of your children, the knowing of who you are, the knowing that this enemy is literally like a clown show. It's nothing compared to you. And yet we consume ourselves with this enemy. We consume ourselves with the fears this enemy puts upon us. And we just bind and rebuke those and cast them out.
This is not real.
This is a world now where we have the authority. And April 8th, Father, we just pray that this will be that day that we understand those authorities. Maybe not all of them, but enough to get ourselves so solid in that rock of faith that nothing will shake us. A fearlessness that will return to the hearts of men and women. A fearlessness that's able to stand up without any concern, to speak the words of Holy Spirit, to be led by all things in Holy Spirit, and to step away from the anger and the vengeance and the angst that builds up within us because we don't know what to do. We are warriors in this time, being called to that line. Time to step in and fight. Time to wage war in the Spirit. We pray that that authority comes upon people to understand that demons are open season. Slay them. And to go after them and to raise up and literally be that mighty army of Christ, that what we do in the Spirit is reflected in the flesh. Let us be true in that space. Understand the consequence of our actions in the Spirit and in the flesh. And so, Father, this is a moment where we're just praying a blessing ultimately of martyrdom, the martyrdom spirit upon people. The greater works in Christ, it's literally the greater works begins with the sacrifice that he did for us. Let us fear nothing, to know that no matter what is done, we know that we will be persecuted for following him. Take an ownership in that, to take a pride in that, to take a joy in that, and knowing that as we push forward, we are totally placing all things before the throne to say, Father, I am yours. So let this moment be that moment where we fearlessly step in as a body of Christ, to step up as a body of Christ, to hear the call and to hear those words settle in deep within us, to awaken and to shake and to stir and to move those things out of the way, to cast off those things that we keep clinging on to expose those things we need to repent for or cast out, and to literally take a moment as we come into this to find ourselves in this moment on Monday, to where literally all things are just pulled away and we can truly see deep within your heart as you see deep within ours, to hide nothing, to speak truth, to know truth, and to know only a unity of truth in all that we do. And in that moment, let it be transformational in such amazing ways, a way that will never allow us to go back, but a way only to go forward, to seek and ask for the ancient paths and to make the choice to walk in them where there is rest for our soul. So, Father, let us be reminded of this time. Let us be reminded of the authorities that Joshua carried and where you spoke to him to lean into the enemy. For we're in that time. We've had our land stolen and they're continuing to be stolen. It's a time now to rise up, to take them back, to come together as the tribes, to understand how to get along, to understand what our anointings are, what our responsibilities are to hold the lands, not to give them away, to hold to the covenants, to make the covenants with you, not covenants randomly, but to understand the depths of them, to restore the families, to restore our roots, to restore our foundations. These things we pray, Father, that this is a transformational moment, a beginning of something new on April 8th. And we pray this blessing upon all. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, I think this is pretty good. Whether you're in Texas or whether you're in Ohio or anywhere in between, start driving. Two events. You got a little ways to go, but you'll get there. You can drive all through the night. It's okay. I've done it a few times. There you go. Pastor Ron Parker is going to be down in Kimato, Texas. We're going to be up. Where are we at, Michelle, in Ohio?
Brookville, Ohio. It's just outside of Dayton.
There you go. We're going to be there. So you know where to find us. You can get all the information on bartsfest.com. We're going to be live streaming there and on Rumble. It's going to be great. You won't want to miss it. If you can't be there, we're going to be praying with you. Pray with us. That's the big thing. We're praying. This is a big praying event. And don't be afraid. I know they're making a lot of noise about it. Just laugh because they're afraid. That's who's really afraid. And that's the best part about it. Anything else, Michelle?
Yeah. If you want to be a vendor, let us know. Shoot us an email. Find out. Just get a hold of somebody somehow. I don't know about Rod, if you've got vendors down there, but we do up at our place. If you have something, this is one of the coolest things about Bard's Fest. Sarah makes the shoes, right? The leather shoes and all of that, like just getting to know one another. For us in Brookville, Ohio, and Pastor Rod, you can give some details if you want to, because I've been meaning to do a detail video. If you want to camp, bring a tent. If you have an RV and you don't need a hookup or something like that, send us an email. We'll see what we can work out because we're last minute here on that. But there is a KOA that's local. We will be starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday. That's going to be pretty. We're going to do a work day from like 1 to 5, getting things set up, and then we'll kick it off on at 5 o'clock. We're going to have a potluck. Potluck means you bring a dish, I bring a dish, and we have plenty of dishes. So if you can do that, we want to see you there. You can camp on Sunday night and Monday night at the church. There will be bathrooms available. Bring a chair. This is going to be very hippie type. Like, bring some blankets, bring some games. We're going to have events. We're going to have stuff for kids going on. We're going to go as late as the Holy Spirit leads on both Sunday night and Monday night. So just come expectant. We will have a dinner at 4:30 on Monday that is provided. So you will have food. You will be fed. We will have a food truck and we'll have food vendors available throughout the day on Monday as well. Scott, am I missing anything?
No, other than the food trucks, the same food truck we had at Bard's Fest. Great family. Yeah, so awesome. Bless them. They're awesome. They're coming up from Kentucky.
Rod, you got any details you need to share?
Yeah, we don't have food trucks, but we have the one and only Jim Connolly.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we got him.
Jim and I are going to have a conversation about this one.
We're going to be smoking some pork and having pork pet sandwiches and hot dogs and hamburgers. Awesome. One thing we're going to do is we're going to feed you well. We're going to eat well, and we're going to experience a lot of Jesus. So come hungry. We're going to have plenty there to eat. Same kind of schedule like as Michelle. As, oh, wow, 11:11. So same kind of schedule. We start at 5 on Sunday. Come expecting something. We're going to be planning. We're going to be praying circles around the place, doing communion, having Pete Chambers will be speaking, a lot of stuff. We'll be showing
Pete
the movie.
And Jim.
Yes.
Pete and Jim. This is literally like choosing teams.
I know.
And we have an amazing team on our end. We got Pastor Devonese. We got Tag and Becky. We got the Revolutionary Revivalists. I'm not jealous. You got Pete. And Jim.
So he'll be speaking. Doc Pete Chambers will be there Sunday night speaking with many others. And then we're going to be at the end of that. We're going to be showing a free movie, the Eric Metaxas movie, the Letter to the American Church. We'll be showing that free of charge. So come out with your families and enjoy that. That'll be live streamed as well. We're going to be live streaming everything. And then Sunday, we're going to start off with some breakfast burritos and Jesus and a lot of worship. And it's going to be awesome. And we're going to be, we have Stephen McWhorter, which has a song number one. He's had 3 number one hits and he has a great testimony. We're going to have testimonies all through the day too. We've got Muslims that have been saved. They're going to be giving their testimony. We've got some folks that have been trafficked that they're going to come and give their testimony. So it's going to be an amazing day of just sprinkling in testimonies and then the eclipse. We've got folks reaching out. I have 3 people that want to be baptized right in the middle of the eclipse. So it's amazing. So come out and expect, if you just want to rededicate your life, maybe you've lost your fire, maybe you've lost your burn. You know, we can catch you on fire. Like I said, a while ago, it's not our job to keep you on fire. It's your job to throw another log on the fire. So we just got to get out of our own way and get up there and don't let fear stop you from being at any one of these events. It's going to be awesome. It'll be epic. And so bring your families. We're looking forward to just a great harvest of new converts and folks maybe rededicating their life, maybe those who basically are just wanting to come and enjoy just a great family environment. Come and do that as well.
Amen. Looks like we'll be doing our baptisms during the eclipse as well, Mr. Kesterson.
I guess we will. Okay, well, we'll be doing baptisms, and I'm doing baptisms. If anybody wants to be baptized tomorrow down in Flemingsburg, I'll be there. Okay.
Amen.
All right, folks. Thank you. As always, fantastic evening. We've got a lot ahead. It's going to be a big weekend. Shows will no show tomorrow night, and I'm not sure about probably not Sunday either. There's too much going on, so we're going to postpone shows until next weekend, just so you know. But other than that, we got a lot going on. So, all right, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. But we are here in this time, in this place, for just such a time as this. We are at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land. Expand the kingdom. Subdue the enemy. Mission forward. Patriots, look forward to seeing you online or in person this weekend. It's going to be fantastic. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. And Michelle?
Out for now.
All right, Patriots. We'll see you soon. God bless.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal.
Love you guys.
But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.